Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go to Dennis right now. He's calling from Springfield. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, gang. I try not to call on the Phillies because it's every day, I'd be calling you every day. But what this series showed is just a microcosm of why they cannot win the World Series, because they do it a couple times a year where the bats go cold. If this happens in October, they're done.
Well, you're right. If this happens in October, they're done. The only thing you're wrong about, one thing, Dennis, it's your use of the word can. They can win the World Series. Now, if you want to frame it, you think they won't because the bats will inhibit them. Most people would agree with you on that. But let's not act like they can't. Come on.
Well, you all
and I'm not in the mood. Hey, Dennis, and I'm not in the mood to defend them today. I don't want someone to paint me as the Pollyanna here today. Okay, I'm not in the mood,
But during the football season, you'll hear people say the Eagles cannot win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts.
I never said that. Some people may have. I never did.
And I'm saying the Eagles cannot win. I mean, the Phillies cannot win a World Series with this lineup. This lineup has so many holes in it, and what do I know? I've only been watching baseball 50 years or plus. They seem too comfortable.
Well, you know what? A lot of people think that. The more I watch them, the more I think it actually may be they're just not that good offensively. I don't see any element of Stott or Castellanos or JT go on down the line that's not trying, that's too comfortable. I think they're just not that good.
Well, how come during the off season the only trade rumor involved Alec Boehm?
Boehm, yeah.
Why is Stott such an untouchable?
Well, I think that'll change this off season.
Well, by that time it may be too late because this
might be.
You know,
and I do know.
I was talking to somebody last night. I said, you know what? After watching the ESPN highlights last night, I said I want the Phillies come out tonight and drill somebody, start a fight. Do something. Do something to fire the team up or to put some juice in their butt. Do something.
Yeah, that's good. Get your starting pitcher, who only gives you a chance to win on an every single night. Get him tossed out in the second inning because he beamed somebody.
So lose the game 8-1 instead of 2-1?
Yeah, you get after you beam somebody, the team's get a warning and it won't happen again. But just do something.
Dennis, I would be all – honest to God, Dennis, I would be all for that. I really mean it, if I felt like it would make a difference. The fight in hockey – the beaning in baseball. I don't think the fight in hockey makes a 10-goal scorer score 50 goals. And I don't think the beaning in baseball makes a 240 hitter start hitting 300. I really just don't. They are what they are, my man. Dennis, give me an answer. A great moment when a character realizes something.
Well, it'll be the three characters, and since it's the anniversary, the first time that you saw the shark in Jaws.
Realizing how big it was, I guess.
That's a bad answer.
Yeah, because they knew the shark was there, you know?
The first person to realize this is a shark dies.
Yeah, honestly, if you're going to go Jaws, the shot where he's on the beach and it like closes up on Roy Scheider
horrible.
And he's realizing how bad the situation is, that's a better answer.
That's a better answer. That's a bad answer right there. Jody, how concerned are you on Bryson Stott long term? I mean, there's not much hope that there's some huge surge in Castellanos or JT at this point in their career. But a guy like Stott, who, you know, you go back a year or two ago, a lot of his thought was going to be a 5 to 10 year quality fill. And now I'm like, you know what? He's reminding me of guys like Sammy, for those that aren't old enough, Juan Samuel, and any number of players that it's like, wow, I believed in this guy. And now I'm like, I still like him. I mean, Juan Samuel is one of my favorite players growing up. But there came a point when you realize he's not that good. How concerned are you, Jody, that Stott's just not that good?
Pretty concerned. And here's the reason why. And maybe this is just a weakness on my part. There were people that were comparing Bryson Stott to Chase Utley.
Yes, there were.
And I was going, slow your roll here, boys. We need to see a little bit more before we're going to put him into the chase category. Yeah. And, yeah, I was wishful. That was wishful thinking. Wasn't going to put him there the way some others did, but I at least left my mind open to the possibility. Yeah, that door is shut.
Yeah.
He is not going to become Chase Utley this month, next month, next year, anytime in the next 5 years. He can be better than what he is. I think he's having a bad year. I think he can certainly pick it up. All-star level second baseman, not happening.
Well, now I'm wondering, Jody, honestly, if he's my starting second baseman 2 years
from
now.
Yeah, is he a starting player? That's where we're headed.
He's probably a starting player on a bad team. You know, like, he's got a guy, I think, that can play for 10 years on the Pirates. But if I'm a contending team, is he a starting second baseman on a contending team?
He's like a Cesar Hernandez type player, potentially.
Listen, James, that's a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
Right? That's a pretty good comparison.
But the thing that Stott still brings to the table night in, night out, he's as good a defensive second baseman as there is in baseball.
Well, I think there's two things. It's the defense and what I'll call instincts. I still think his instincts are good, but he just doesn't hit well.
Right. And in this lineup, when everyone else is struggling, he stands out like a sore thumb. If Castellanos was playing to his major league, if Bohm was having the season he had last year, we didn't notice Stott sticking out as much last year because the other guys were holding up their offensive end of the bargain.
Yeah.
When they're not, you see, when was the last time Stott got a big hit?
Yeah, other than the one over the weekend, either three-run homer. Other than that, it's been a long, long time. I mean,
and he had the bases clearing double, the play where JT and Casty scored next to each other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but there haven't been many, I think, is the overall point. All right, 215-592-9494. We got two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. So this is it, guys, for round one of me versus Fritz. It's happening Sunday.
Ooh.
It's going to be Goff. It's going to be nine holes.
Goff.
It's going to be match play. Clearly nine holes and match play favor the lesser player, and I acknowledge I am, in Goff, the lesser player.
I bargained a good deal.
James, I bargained the best
deal.
What was I going to get it to? One hole match play? I mean, come on.
No, it was really good work by you.
So nine holes match play was pretty damn good. So we have this Twitter. But look, he is significantly better than me in Goff. The question today is who will win nine holes match play on Sunday? This should be at least 90% for Fritz. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, he is very likely to win. I'm telling you that.
See, now I feel like you're setting up for failure.
The lady doth protest too much.
where did the confident Joe to camera go?
Devin, what three sports did I say I would win from the beginning?
He's been consistent about this.
Very consistent.
Was it basketball?
Basketball, tennis, and baseball. I mean, this is my nine hole hitter. I mean, today, you know, Sunday, I put my nine hole hitter out there.
And there's five, right?
There are five.
Okay.
All right. So who's going to win? We'll have some fun with that today. My expectations for Sunday are low. My expectations for the overall thing are high. But, you know, maybe I should rein it in a little bit. I mean, you know, like, I'm only thinking I'm going to win 3-2 if I win. I might not even win.
Look at what he's doing now.
When and how do we find out who wins Sunday?
Well, that'll be on Monday.
Okay.
So the program director has asked that we not reveal it privately.
He made everyone sign publicly. NDAs, believe it or not. It's pretty crazy.
even privately. Like, Mac, man, I'm not allowed to call you on Sunday, you know, after I walk off having lost, you know, five holes to two or something and say, I lost. Like, I'm
now,
not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Does John Q. Public know where this competition is taking place?
Yes, they do. It's going to be at Jaws' course.
If this
River wins 11-10.
If this sneaks out, I don't think it'll be you. I don't think you'll be whining. Much more possible that Jack Braggadocia lets it get out. But You never know.
Well, from what I've heard,
people could be watching from miles away through telescopes to be able to get the outcome of this nine-hole showdown.
Jody, People Magazine were planning to send 100 paparazzi to Bezos' wedding, but now 50 to them and 50 to us to try to scope out Sunday. All right, so Sunday, 11:10, Riverwinds in Jersey, one of Jaws' courses. We'll give you the results Monday at 7:20 on the program. But who do you think will win? And I'm trying to I could use a little support. I'm going to say this. I'm not that good a golfer, guys. So if you want to help me out with a little pep talk, motivation, support, I'll take it. Like I said
Shoot
yesterday,
straight.
Guys.
Got you,
James,
buddy.
James, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut.
You are.
I just, I mean.
What happened to Common and Jody? To Devin's point.
No.
This is very, you know.
I'm the little engine that
You're
doesn't know.
You're doing something here.
James,
I'm
the
yeah,
little
right.
engine that doesn't know if he can.
Okay.
I'm hoping
okay.
I can.
Well, now you're
where's
like,
Mr.
I'm a second-round draft pick.
Where's
right?
Smack Talk?
No. Second-round draft pick. Matter of fact, undrafted free agent. No. Like Eric Dixon last night from Villanova, who signed with the Lakers.
Who's my man? Me!
Nope. Not even a second-round pick. Just an undrafted free agent. That's what I am. That's what I'm hoping to be. I'm hoping someone signs
This is a new tact.
215-592-9494. Speaking of hoops, the other Twitter poll question today. This one takes some thought. This one really takes some thought. And we'll encourage you to call 215-592-9494 and answer this question as well. Which, because the Sixers now have all these guards, but let's focus on the main three. With Edgecombe in the fold, which Sixers guard do you think will have the best career? Who becomes the best? So we've put him in alphabetical order. We start, of course, with Edgecombe. VJ Edgecombe is choice A. Tyrese Maxey, who obviously to this point has been the best, he's clearly the most accomplished, is choice B. And choice C is a guy that was a very promising-looking rookie for whatever it was, 30 games or so, until he got injured last year, Jared McCain. Choice, it's, I don't know, that's an interesting poll. Edgecombe, Maxey, McCain, who has the best career? Let's listen to Spike Eskin yesterday. They did a program yesterday. Philly's game was on WIP, but I believe it was, I don't know, on the app or somewhere on lines.
YouTube, maybe, I believe.
YouTube, yeah. They did a show. Good for them. They did a show.
Good for them.
No, even though they...
Oh, it's adorable.
Seltzer, I wouldn't have done it.
I know you
I'd be like, there's a Philly's game? I'm out of here.
Off, man.
Not doing a show online. But Spike, Ike, and Jack did a show online. And Spike addressed which Sixer he believes will become the best.
His ceiling. If he reaches his ceiling, you think he's better than any guard we have.
Oh, I have very high expectations for McCain.
Sure.
So
that's why I'm asking.
Probably not McCain.
Okay.
But I don't think. But he could. Like, if McCain doesn't become as good as McCain can become.
So when he said probably not McCain, what Spike meant is Edgecombe will probably not become better than McCain. What Spike is saying is he thinks McCain will be the best.
And he's also implying Maxey would be third for him of those, you know?
Potentially third,
potentially.
Yes. Jody? Who has the best career? I mean, it's a similar question. Who has the best career? Who becomes the best? Which one is it, Jody?
I got Maxey on the top of my list. I don't know. The other two are still potential. And that's what you're judging here is potential.
McCain was better as a rookie than Maxey was as a rookie.
I don't believe that.
Oh, he was. Oh, Jody, come on.
I mean, Maxey's been in league now
since 2020.
Seasons?
He's and drafted in 2020.
I think he's I love Tyrese Maxey, and I think he's. I want him to stay on the Sixers. I think he's a great player who will continue to contribute. Is he a third star? Like, is he that guy who can lead the team? I think he's proving. I know he had an injury at the end of the season this past season, but like, he hasn't really stepped up in the way that we.
Well, it was disappointing last year. Look, I love him too, but I would have liked to seen more capability to carry in the absence of Joel,
and he
didn't have
carry.
It. Look, I think Maxey. I'll just give you off the top of my head. I think he is roughly the 30th best player in basketball. Roughly, I mean, I could be off by 5 or 10. I don't think he's definitely not top 20. He's probably at his best somewhere currently, and he can still get better and will still get better. Maybe at his best right now, he's top 25. Maybe at his worst right now, he's top 35. He's somewhere in there. So what we're talking about is do you project McCain, do you project Edgecombe to climb higher than Maxey will even climb from there? I'll tell you this.
I look at it differently. You're saying their careers.
Yeah, we're saying their careers.
Well, did you not have Maxey higher than 25 before this year started?
I might have had him slightly higher than 25. I think he took a step backwards when I saw he couldn't carry them more without. Listen, 25 points a game is great, but you got to win. Like, Embiid went out, and the entire thing collapsed. And by the way, the same thing happened the prior year when Maxey had a terrific year. Remember, before Joel came back in late March or April, whatever that was, they couldn't win a game in February and March. They couldn't win a game. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Tyrese, but there's also this thing saying to me, like, he's clearly not the guy. We all know he's not the guy.
Right, but, like, earlier on in his career, we thought he had the potential to be the guy, and he can still, you know, he's still young. He's still young. But I just think that McCain is a higher, you know, ultimate ceiling, and maybe Vijay Edgecombe does as well.
Well, I'll be very interested to see the poll result. And even, honestly, more than that, at 215-592-9494, you can weigh in. If you had to put your money right now on Edgecombe, Maxey, or McCain for their career. Because part of what is also intriguing about this, I don't think all three are here in 2 years. They might not all be here in a year. Guys, they might not all even be here at the start of the season. At some point, one of these guys is going to get traded. Book it. At some point, one of these guys is getting traded. So part of the evaluation of that, if you're Daryl Morey, is trying to figure out, well, let me keep the guy who's the best. But you got to project.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.